Next up, we've got Micah Summersmith.
You've been waiting since 2017 to see all your old friends back on the screen. Tyrion, Tormund, that chick from Meereen, and of course your fireproof dragon girl queen. And I sit right here on the couch beside you unseen. You've got theories for how it all will end, who lives and who dies and who makes amends. And you scroll through fan forums playing pretend, and I scroll through Instagram pics of my friends, all with glittering diamonds upon their left hands. Because their boyfriend saw them as royalty, worthy of pledging their loyalty. Not fantasy starlets on premium cable, but flesh and blood princesses sharing their table. Now they're trying on dresses and asking for RSVPs. Because all of their boyfriends went and bent the knee.
It's in waltz time. I noticed that right away.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got a harpsichord. That's what I noticed right away.
Yeah. The harpsichord and the accordion sound really good together. I also think that melodically at the beginning, I got a hint of the Game of Thrones theme music. I'm not sure if that was just a little like homage he slipped in there in the beginning. I'm not even sure I heard it, but if I did, that's really cool.
Given that it's Micah, I bet you're right.
Yeah, that does sound like something clever he would do, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also really like those reverby pizzicato strings that come in the first verse, which I think really cool. There's a lot more layering than I come to expect from Micah songs. So this one is pretty great in that regard. Do you guys catch many of the Game of Thrones references? I have a feeling that none of you guys listen to Game of Thrones or know much about Game of Thrones.
I know absolutely nothing about Game of Thrones. I probably have misinformation. I have like a -3 in Game of Thrones knowledge.
It starts thousands of years ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, I know this one.
There's blue milk.
Where two dragons loved each other very much.
Yeah, I'm definitely confused.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I recognize a lot of names, but I don't really know anything about the characters. But I didn't really feel that I was missing anything by not picking up on the details of the references, because the context seemed to make it clear enough. But maybe I'm wrong, since I didn't know what I'm missing out on.
I only read the first book and just got finished watching the end of the first season. But I think a lot of the references in this song went over my head because I am 6 or 7, you know, seasons behind.
Micah is being super clever here, sort of merging the Game of Thrones use of bend the knee, and then also with the marriage proposal meaning of bend the knee, which I guess are similar things, but with a less sort of feudal vibe. The lyrics are super clever, too. They tell a cute, slightly sad story. And Micah is adept at making the title fit the song. And once again, I think he did that really well here, and he proves that he is one of Songfight's best lyricists. So I was really impressed with the lyrics, and I giggled at just about all of them. There's that line where he's talking about being disappointed because, you know, some language learning software didn't have High Valyrian in it.
Duolingo.
Oh my god, that just
that line is for people who are not Reddit users and memers. Duolingo is a very interesting meme, just at least its mascot. Just hearing Duolingo show up in a song where I wasn't expecting it kind of made me lose it.
Okay, since all of us are not Reddit memers, what is the deal with Duolingo's mascot?
It's an owl, and other than that, I really can't explain, because I hardly understand this one. It's some kind of horrible shit post, and that's all I really know. This is not the kind of meme you can explain. This is the kind of meme that just exists.
Okay. I accept.
You better, or else a Duolingo owl is going to get you.
All right, should I go on my rant, or does somebody want to get in before we...
Go for it, Ryan. I want to hear it.
Great, timely lyrics. I'm always big on the harpsichord, and I like that. I like the plucked violin sounds, like you mentioned already. It was a really nice touch. But yeah, like I mentioned before, lyrically a little too specific for me, because I'm 6 or 7 seasons behind Game of Thrones. Now, you know I'm a big fan of Micah's, and you know I'm going to vote for this song, but I have to say it.
Say it.
He doesn't nail half of those G's, and a lot of those C's are really pitchy too. I hear it. You hear it. He hears it. So why doesn't he fix it?
Not everybody has access to advanced tuning technology, Ryan.
He has access to a different take.
That's probably true.
Yeah, like, come on, we care about this stuff, and you know we care, and we pay attention, and he should care about it too. And it kind of bugs me that either he didn't notice or that he didn't care enough to fix it. And as we were just talking about, the lyric is something about, you wish Duolingo would teach High Valyrian. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Duolingo has had High Valyrian for free for like 2 years already.
No,
am I
they
missing
haven't.
Something?
Is that true?
Are yes. you kidding me?
I am
no,
not kidding
I can't
you.
Believe that.
No.
Okay. Oh my God.
Holy crap. Right.
So like last year I went to Paris. Duolingo is absolutely perfect for people who took like 3 years of a foreign language in high school. And then 20 years later, they actually want to go to Germany if they took German, or, you know, and they haven't done anything since. So it was a good big refresher. And, I did it for a long time before heading over to France for a vacation. And among the things that, you know, were loaded in there was this, you know, there's Klingon and there's High Valyrian. And I didn't even know what High Valyrian was. But I noticed it there. And every once in a while, I also just take a look to see what other kind of new languages pop up, because I keep on hoping that they'll put Tagalog. Anyway, so they've had High Valyrian on there for free for 2 years already. And it's like, that's one of the few jokes that I understood. And it was wrong. You know, unless there's some other aspect of it, like I haven't heard of this whole kind of meme Reddit type thing, if it's some sort of a reference to that.
It did not, just saying the word Duolingo is kind of a reference, but other than that, it did not reference the meme.
Gotcha.
I think, Ryan, I'm inclined to feel that Micah just assumed, like I did and everyone else except you did, that there was just no freaking way that was actually true, and he didn't bother to go to the Duolingo website and double check.
Oh my God.
I don't blame him one bit for not having done that, because what the hell?
But still, I think I like the song even better now that he's clueless that he could actually learn High Valyrian from Duolingo.
I am going. I swear it out. I'm going to hold my nose when I click the vote button for this. But yeah, okay, no, because those are pretty minor concerns. They're petty, and neither of them get in the way of this still being one of the best songs of this fight. So yeah. I'm still very happy to vote for it, but I have such high expectations and such high regard that I just why?
What do you think, Alice? You got anything to add?
Is it nest? I feel like we... So looking here at my notes, as I kept listening to the song, I kept crossing out my notes. The only thing left written is Duolingo. And I feel like I've already been over that. So,
yeah.
Yes, it was a good song, and Duolingo.
Shitposts.
Shitposts.
Let's talk more about shitposts.
Let's not.
Duo jerks one lingo.
So I just did a quick look. It looks like the owl has been associated with Duolingo giving you a hard time for falling behind on your lessons.
Oh.
And so it's now like associated with The Shining and other sorts of horror things where the Duolingo owl is hunting you down.
I am listening to my father give me an intelligent breakdown of a shitpost meme.
I'm just reporting somebody else's research.
What has my life come to?
Alice, now you know how it feels to be me almost every other day. I agree with everything everyone else has said. I just wanted to pile on with what Mike pointed out was that, you know, I really appreciate that Micah did something here that the only other people I feel did was Berkeley Social Scene, which was do something a little bit more interesting with the title than just manage to get it in. It was not shoehorned in, but it becomes an integral part of the whole concept. You know, the idea of like making this connection between Game of Thrones and something completely unrelated was great. That made the song.